Okay, so let's turn to page number 2 and do our first exercise on linguistic presuppositions. An important skill to develop is to be able to differentiate between what is actually presupposed in a sentence and what is something that your mind reading is in the sentence. And as human beings, we tend to habitually mind read all the time and assume that we know things that people aren't actually telling us. So we need to learn at the practitioner level to switch off mind reading and just go purely with what's presupposed in the person's sentence. The exercise on page 2 actually begins to do this. So let's do the first one together, and then you can do 2 to 5 as an exercise either by yourself or in your practice group. So the statement that we're going to analyze is the one bold at the top there. The next time I do this, I'll get it right. Statement A, last time he did this, he failed. Is that a presupposition or a mind read? Well, it's actually a mind read. Because although we know that there was a last time, we don't know if he failed or not. B, he's done this before, presupposition or mind read? Yeah, B is a presupposition. We know that he's done it before. Statement C, he knows the difference between right and wrong, presupposition or mind read? Well, that's a mind read, because just what we've got in that statement, the next time I do this, I'll get it right, we don't actually have presupposed that he knows the difference between right and wrong. We don't know that somebody else has to tell him. Statement D, he can do this, whatever this is, presupposition or mind read. Yep, that's right, that's a presupposition. So now, do the exercise of doing the same thing for statements number 2 all the way down to 5, identifying which statements are presuppositions and which statements are mind reads. I would say that'd probably take you 3 or 4 minutes per statement.